This is America's Sports Talk Show, Sports Byline USA. Here's Ron Barr.
Roger Staubach joins us on Sports Byline, the former Dallas Cowboy quarterback who is in the Hall of Fame, won a couple of Super Bowls, led the NFL in passing four times. And the last time I saw Roger was several years ago when I was back in the Hall of Fame induction ceremony for Joe Montana and Ronnie Lott. And after the dinner on Friday night, they had a cocktail party, and so many of the Hall of Famers were there, and I had a chance to chat with Roger. Roger, as I looked around that room and listened to all these Hall of Famers talking, I came away with a very distinct impression. The commonality among all those great players, aside from the talent they had, was the pure passion that they had for football. Was that a fair observation on my part?
Yes, I think so, Ron. I actually didn't feel like I was too old in that room because there was guys I was growing up with following, and there is a common denominator. I think there is there's a competitiveness that has to be inside of, because when you hit the field, it's a tough game and people don't like you out there, and you got to be very competitive and passionate. You got to work hard at what you do, and I think there's a lot of common denominators with the Hall of Fame guys, and passion is sure right in the middle of it.
The most animated conversation, and I think you'll appreciate this, Roger, was Mike Ditka and Deacon Jones talking between each other.
Yeah, in fact, I had a chance. We have an office in Chicago, and I was up there for a Mike Ditka. I had a Hall of Fame golf tournament, and Deacon was up there, and Deacon is such a fun-loving guy anyway. He's very animated and has a great time, and he and Mike go at it. And I just literally last week saw a repeat of how when they get together, they really they have a good time together.
They sure do. I was also struck by the fact, and I found this to be the case, Roger, across the board in all sports, that athletes, no matter how old they get, they never forget any aspect of their career or a particular season. And I'm just amazed about that. And as I was in that room and listening to guys that were well into their 70s, some of them into their 80s, or maybe those that were much younger, they could recall every moment of a particular game. And that, to me, is amazing. What is it about athletes that have had careers like that that allow them to do that, you think?
Well, that's a good question, because a lot of people mentioned that to me. I can remember, grade school games I played in and ran back to kickoff against Assumption. I'll never forget it. seems like yesterday. But I guess the imprint of of the action of the emotion of the moment, it stays with you. And I unfortunately remember some tough Super Bowl losses. I can remember the plays and the games we won too. And I could almost, if you put the film up there, I could almost redo most of the game, especially on offense. And I guess the emotion of the moment just sticks in your mind. I don't know how that works, but you're right about not forgetting the old days.
One of the other things that I've been fascinated in and observing over the years is that by position, wide receivers, defensive linemen, linebackers, the grouping of those athletes that play those positions, they all have a distinct personality. Now, I found offensive linemen to be very articulate, very cerebral, generally speaking, pretty quiet. Defensive linemen to be a little bit on the showy side as well. Wide receivers to be wide receivers. Is there a personality trait that generally goes along with certain position players?
I do think there is. I mean, wide receivers definitely have, they always want the ball. They're they got a kind of an outgoing personality in most cases. And I know quarterbacks, there's traits, you want to make sure the team has confidence in you, so you want to stay under control, and that becomes part of your disposition. I would say their quarterbacks are less celebratory after a play. I always knew there was another play, and you're always kind of thinking ahead, and I think there probably are similar attributes amongst the positions, just on how you've been coached and trained and how you've grown up in those positions.
I wanted to talk to you also because I thought you'd have a very interesting perspective on the question about Pat Tillman, being a former military man yourself and knowing the sacrifice and the decision that he made to give up a career in the prime of that career and then go over and serve his country. Aside from what happened to Pat over there and losing his life, the sacrifice and the decision he made, did you pretty much understand that?
Well, Pat Tillman is really pretty unique as far as his humility and what he did, not making a big deal of it, just feeling that was a calling, and he just didn't have any hidden agendas. I really think, you know, all of us in life make decisions that, you know, you would hope a lot of it is, it's a giving decision and you're not getting anything out of it, but, you know, sometimes you get those quid pro quos and you do things because, you want people to know why you do things. Where Pat just did it because he wanted to do it for his country. He didn't want any publicity about it. When he came back, he didn't capitalize on. He had a loyalty, and I didn't know Pat, just reading about him, and loyalty to his team. You know, money wasn't his agenda. Notoriety wasn't his agenda. He just seems like really a decent guy that said, hey, I want to go over there and fight for my kids, my grandkids, and my future as an American. And I'm amazed at his humility and his sacrifice without having any other agendas other than just doing the right thing.
The path that you followed, Roger, to the NFL was preceded by a time spent in the military with the U.S. Navy, having come out of the Naval Academy as the Heisman Trophy winner there. David Robinson did the same thing, and I remember talking to him when he was stationed in Charleston, South Carolina, in the Navy at that particular time, and then a later conversation I had with him, I asked him about the effect of having served in the military prior to playing professional basketball, and he said, Ron, you know, it made me a better person, which I think ultimately translated into being a better athlete as well. He says, I was better able to handle the things around professional sports better because of the maturity that the military service gave me. Did you find the same dynamic as well, Roger?
Well, the military gave me a lot. I mean, it gave me discipline. It gave me the understanding of teamwork, leadership, the things that have been important in my life, whether it's with as a husband and a father, running a business as an athlete. So I've always been proud of, you know, the military forces. I think this is going on Armed Forces Radio.
And yes, worldwide.
I think about our military all the time. I mean, what they're doing, the sacrifices, the misery that they're in trying to defend me and our kids and our grandkids. And I've always, you know, when I ran on the field and they announced Roger Staubach Navy, I was very proud of the chance of going to the Naval Academy and serving 4 years. And my heroes are our military, because they're keeping us free as a country. And when I was overseas, I was in Da Nang and Chulai for a year, and I wasn't really in a lot of danger. I was more with the Naval Support Group. We were supporting the Marines actually that were out in the field, but we had a very responsible big job. And I used to remember listening to I think it was the Notre Dame Michigan State game when they were playing for the national championship on Armed Forces Radio, and trying to pick up some Cowboy games when I was over there also. So I'd sure like to say hi to all of our military and say, you know, thank you from the bottom of my heart for everything you do for us.
Yeah, the guys over in Afghanistan and Iraq and also worldwide at the other military outposts listening to us as they do each night. I also think, Roger, it would give you a perspective on the ups and downs in life, that when you got into football, maybe turning the ball over or having an interception would be, while it was important to the game itself, would be kind of inconsequential given the whole big picture that you'd already lived.
Well, yeah, keeping things in perspective, you know, when I was playing, I had a lot of confidence because I worked hard getting ready for the moment, and then you do keep it in perspective, and it helps you to perform at the highest level that you have. You know, you're not pressuring yourself. You can handle pressure better when you have, you know, you have confidence, you've worked hard, and you also do keep it in perspective. And it did help me. I was a 27-year-old rookie, so I was a little bit more mature as a rookie, and that helped me a lot. And I think it gave me the chance that Tom Landry said, hey, I'm going to keep this guy around. Now, I mean, they could have traded me or said he's not ready yet, but I think some of that maturity really helped me stay on a team for 11 years that, you know, we were a great football team for 11 years, and I wish we would have won a few more Super Bowls, but we did win a few, and we were always in the hunt, though, and I do feel that being able to have that feeling of going through the service in the military really did help me. When I left the Naval Academy, I really didn't think I'd play anything professional, especially football again, because 4 years when you're young seems like an eternity. But it flew by, and all of a sudden I was 27 and had a chance to play 11 years with Dallas. So it was a big part of my life still, and, you know, as raising a family. And yet I worked in the off season in real estate and started worked with a company there every off season, Henry S. Miller Company. Then I started my own business 20 years ago. So being an athlete, I think initially having the credibility of working in the off season in business gave me a chance to open some doors and then actually get some business. So we started slow but sure and have grown to a company of over 600 people around the country working with corporations on their real estate needs. And I think my athletic life has been very positive in getting our name out and who we are.
Roger Staubach has joined us, Hall of Famer, and of course he once said confidence doesn't come out of nowhere. It's a result of something, hours and days and weeks and years of constant work and dedication. We continue across the country and around the world on the American Forces Network, the Internet, Sirius Satellite Radio. We've got you on Sports Byline.